Hi there, podcaster. My name is Jay, and welcome to my podcasting journal. My mission is to help you become a better podcaster by sharing what I'm learning on my podcasting journey. As a podcaster, do you need a web page? Now, for some podcasters, the answer is an obvious and straight yes. And those are podcasters who essentially have a funnel. So perhaps your podcast is part of your marketing strategy, is a tactic within your business strategy, and you have a clear idea of directing people to your website where you can give them more information about something, or you can try to sell them something or get them to take some other action, and you want to have control over that process, so you send them to your website, and that's nice and clear cut. But what about the rest of us who, well, we don't have a funnel? Perhaps we just have an artistic endeavor. We just want to have a point of creation, somewhere to gather somebody, gather our tribe. Is a website the best place for it? I've been thinking about that lately because of Anne Lamott. Now, Anne Lamott is an author who wrote Bird by Bird. She's very famous. The book is a classic on writing, and she does not have a web page. She uses Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and that's it. She does sell stuff. She sells online courses mostly, apart from her books, of course. But the online courses she sells through an events company. So it brings me back to the question about, well, do you need a website? And when you think about the work involved in getting a website, I mean, it's its own discipline in itself to run. You've got to buy a domain name. You've got to get web hosting. You've either got to learn how to code a website or use some kind of template, whether it's WordPress or Squarespace or whatever. You've got to install plugins, figure out how that works, get security certificates so that traffic's encrypted. That's an extra, this is a monthly subscription cost for your website. Then you've got to maintain it. Hopefully it's not going to get hacked. You've got to keep it updated and virus free. It's a lot of work. And for what? I mean, what is the purpose of a website? Because if you haven't got a funnel or some way of recouping the time, then why do you have it? Well, the obvious answer is for engagement, because, well, first of all, you want to be able to engage with your audience, ideally, and you want a space on your own where you can do that, where you can set the rules and you're not limited by anybody. You can keep things private and people aren't going to steal the demographic or privacy information from the people who come and visit you. And you're not the product of any social media service, so you can gather contact names so that, well, you can't kick yourself off your own platform. So there's lots of advantages from that point of view for engagement. But do you need to have a website for that engagement? Again, looking back to Anne Lamott, she's got 500,000 followers on Facebook. She's got about the same number on Instagram and Twitter. Now, admittedly, they're probably all the same people, but still, 500,000 people that she's communicating with, and she is killing it on Facebook. Really great engagement. And yeah, maybe Facebook might kick her off or do something weird, but I don't know what exactly. I mean, she just wants a platform to speak to her tribe, and it seems to be working quite well in a space that's dedicated towards doing that. So I guess the takeaway from this is think carefully about whether you actually want a website or what the purpose is of your website and whether you actually need one. I mean, I have a very simple, basic, admittedly pretty rubbish website that I get free from Anchor, who hosts my podcast. But if I wanted to create a community with the minimum of effort, I could just do it on Facebook or some other social media site, and maybe even use Facebook groups to get my tribe together, at least to begin with, because it's just a lot of work. Okay, I'll leave you with that. Go check out Anne Lamott's site. Search for her on Twitter or Facebook, and you'll see how she engages with her audience. Because let's face it, people don't really want to leave those social media sites. Trying to get them to leave those sites to come to your website is almost impossible anyway, unless you've got some kind of app or giveaway or some sort of information of high value. People don't want to leave social media, and that's just a fact. So you might be spending quite a lot of money for very little return. Okay, well, I hope you can experiment with that information. Have fun, and I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye now.